1036 Coy L. Jr. and Jennifer L. Thomas, south of Road 49 Sloan Road, southwest of Pinewater Drive, being Lot 7 within Pinewater Farm Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. My name is
Mr. Marshall. Do you mind if your witness comes up so they can be sworn first?
I was going to introduce Mr. Dwayne Mousley. He's a realtor and will testify based on that.
Give us your full name and address, please.
Dwayne Mousley, REMAX Realty Group, 317 Rehoboth Avenue.
And the information you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Again, my name's Douglas Marshall. I'm with the firm of Hudson Jones, Jaywork, and Fisher. I'm here on behalf of the applicant and owner of Lot 7 on Hopkins Prong in Pinewater Farms. And attached, I'll let those. If I could refer you to the survey, the recent survey attached to the application, and generally as set forth in the application, this is a lot which is 100 feet wide by almost 300 feet deep, fronting on Hopkins Prong and on Pinewater Drive. The side yard setback, as you can see from the survey, on the left side facing Hopkins Prong from Pinewater Drive, runs from 18 feet at the rear of the house up into 14.6 feet at the left front of the house. That violation occurred because a prior owner added a garage, I believe was 20 by, or 25 by 30, 25 by 20, on the end of it, and he followed the existing line of the house in constructing that garage on the end, and with 18 feet in the back, after about 20 feet of garage, he actually crossed the 15-foot side yard setback and ended up the last 10 feet he violates a 15-foot side yard setback by from 0 feet to 0.4 feet. That is the first variance and the main variance that we're seeking. I believe that the other side, which is 11.7 and 12, has been appropriately approved, but if not, I would ask that a variance from that to be granted as well from the 15-foot setback. And to explain the reasoning for this, the lot is a 100-foot wide lot. It was subdivided back in the early 60s, late 50s, and I believe from all the information I can find that this house was built in the 60s, probably after 65, but before zoning. I'd like to say I remember those houses when I used to go skating down there, but I can't testify to that fact. But because of the uniqueness of this being only 100 feet wide and almost 300 feet and with the original setbacks set forth for these particular lots as 10 foot on the side, and that's one of the handouts was the first page of the restrictive covenants that were applicable to these properties shows that for lots fronting on Hopkins prong that they would have a 10-foot side setback. To address the other side, when these houses were built, they did not build them very carefully. And the other handout that you have is a realignment of the lot lines. That's a correction revised plot of Pinewater Farms, and it was, I believe, 80s when it was done. And the reason was that they built the lots, or they built the houses generally where they thought the lots were, and ended up having to realign the lots so that the houses would all be on the completely on the correct lots. Our lot 7 did not appear to change from reviewing the last the original plot. It didn't appear to change. It may have changed slightly, but I think the only addition to this property from that 82 plot was the garage. So when this re-subdivision was done and approved, it was 11.7 from the sideline. And I think the reasoning was, in all likelihood, that was built prior to zoning, and that was the setback that they were trying to seek at least 10 feet on the side. Do otherwise would have violated the 15. There's no way that the lot lines could have been redrawn that way to make the house that was on there have 15 on each side. So with that in mind, the owner prior to my applicants added the garage, and without knowledge that it wasn't at least 15 based on the positioning of the house, which unfortunately moved or was aimed slightly towards the left side. So we're here seeking a variance, if necessary, to cover the left or the right-hand side of the property, the 11.7, and especially to a variance to correct the right side or the left-hand side of the property, which was minuscule in nature. Now, in looking at the requirements, the uniqueness of the property is that it's a 100-foot wide lot that normally would have a 10-foot setback, but because of its square footage, does not fall within the zoning regulation, which would have allowed an agricultural residential lot to have the MR, a 10-foot setback. The practical difficulty here would be that this property, or the garage, has been built and was CO'd, obviously. It's impossible at that time. They weren't required to get a survey to get the CO. So, I mean, it was eyeballed and it looked close enough. and the interference with the other properties in the neighborhood, I don't believe that there's any impact on those properties based on the fact that the it's been there and has existed there for many years. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Well, in the case of an exceptional practical difficulty, it would require removal of a portion of the house on the right-hand side and a portion of the garage on the left-hand side. And I think that would be less than reasonable given the time that it's been there and the circumstances under which these apparent variances are necessary. And of course, the applicant did not create it. Granting of this variance wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Obviously, it would remain as it is now. Like I said, there's no way it would have an impact, a detrimental impact, on the other properties. Lease modification necessary. We're asking that it just remain where it is and no further. We're aware that no further building extension of that can be done. The variance is the minimum necessary to grant the relief here, and we think in this case, given the narrowness of the lot and the circumstances, that it would be appropriate to grant relief to these applicants.
Okay.
Now, you've heard the information that I've given them, and if that was your testimony, would that be true and correct?
That is true and correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickers?
You're saying that the one-story frame building there on your, I guess I don't see a compass rose here, so it would be on your right-hand side. You say that was built before 1968?
All my research, I didn't show any reason not to believe that. And speaking with the people in that area and the fact that the ownership of the property, I think Mr. Clark and his wife signed this plot in 82, and I believe they purchased the lot in 65.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because Chapter 115 won't apply, okay, to that encroachment if it was built before.
Right, but...
Counselor?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I researched it, and it was built. It is nonconforming, but we added to clean it up. Since they're already asking,
right.
we added to clean it up.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
So there would be no doubt going forward?
Okay, that answers that question.
Okay.
No other question.
And Mr. Galloway, I have none at this time. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,036. There was the county issued a CO, and that would make it not the applicant's fault that they are under the impression that they are legal. And the non-conforming 3.3 variance has been explained that we do want to clean up that area. And the reasons I are going to state right now that there's no uniqueness to the property, which is in the rear. You can see that. It's very apparent. That the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And four, it's not the applicant's fault that the hardship was created here. And a variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And also the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the last, the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue, in question.
Can you, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,036. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons that Mr. Rickard has stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also for those reasons.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I am Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons that had been stated by Mr. Rickard. So at this time, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,036 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.